as girls and boys, I guess, to some degree, but this report particularly focused on girls, get older, they tend to lose interest. And the suggestion is it is the attitude of the teachers that plays a big part in that.
Well, I think I would totally disagree with that. I think what the sort of fundamental problem is far sort of deeper rooted in our society. I think from, as a parent and a teacher, I know it's far easier for me with my young son and my young daughter. I do tend to put a ball in front of my son. And I think from those early years, they're developing a mindset where boys are into sport and want to do sport. And actually the girls that excel at sport tend to be a little bit different, and sometimes even can get bullied for being different.
So really? In what way different?
Because they stand out. Because, you know, even, you know, in a school sort of like the one I work at, we're very lucky to have some very talented girls. But sometimes that's sort of very much against the norm, and we don't encourage that. They don't see role models enough. You know, I think the media and society itself, we don't push female sport in any way like we do male sport. So there comes a point where children are particularly media savvy these days, where who are their role models? And, you know, you look at the likes of, sort of with the Olympics coming up, Jessica Ennis and Rebecca Adlington. And they get some quite a bit of coverage, particularly at the moment. But actually, how long does that go on for? How much is that pushed to girls and to children in general? Whereas if you speak to children in my class about who are their idols in sport, it will be footballers, it will be rugby players, cricketers. Yes, some athletics in there, but there aren't that many role models out there for girls to sort of aspire to be like.